I'm a little bit nervous because that's my first time to speak in English, so I hope you understand. Let's open our Bibles to Romans 5. Romans 5 from verse 7 to 9. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Now, as a child of God, how often are you aware of God's love for you? Our human understanding of love is often based on reciprocity. We can accept love if we give love. Everywhere in our daily lives, we are driven by a merit mentality. For example, if I want a job, I have to perform accordingly to get the job. Or I only get paid when I have performed my work. And all of this is not wrong in itself, but we so often make the mistake of applying this mentality to divine love. Even as Christians, we treat one another according to this carnal principle, not true? But divine love acts according to a completely different principle. In verse 7, we read that someone might decide to die for a benefactor, and that shows us again the human understanding of love. But God proves his love for us in what way? That Christ died for us while we were still sinners. God's love is not measured by our behavior or personality. And we are so often discouraged and powerless because we think so little of God's love. We secretly doubt God's full love for us. Let us briefly look to a few verses in the Gospel of Luke. And there God show us the love, especially for sinners. For example, in Luke 5:32, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Or in the chapter 19, where we find the story of Zacchaeus, and when Jesus went to go in the house from Zacchaeus, the people have a big problem with that. In verse 7 it says, but when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with the man who is a sinner. And then in verse 10, Jesus says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Or in chapter 15, there are several parables in which God demonstrates his love, especially for sinners. There is a parable of the lost sheep, where God shows us how he seek a lost sinner. Or the parable of the woman who is looking for a piece of money and turns the entire house over, searching diligently until she finds it. And there again, God shows us his love, how he seek a lost sinner. Or the parable of the lost son. And we see the father waiting all those years, and when the son finally comes home, the father embraces him with overflowing love. Now in our chapter 5 in Romans, we read that how does God prove his love? That Christ died for us while we were still sinners. God in his incomprehensible love has purchased us through his son. Further in verse 9, how much more, having now been justified by his blood, shall we be saved through him from his wrath? We are loved by God. We are accepted. And the proof of this love is his own son dying on the cross. the proof of this love of God is the shed blood. As a child of God, we should always be aware of this. God's love for us, and this is very important, God's love for us does not depend on our behavior or our personality, but solely on God's grace. And he has given us the proof of this in his own Son. On the cross, Jesus took upon himself God's wrath for sin, and God the Father punished him for the sins and judged him. God's sole motive in this was love. Therefore, let us come to God with confidence, immerse ourselves in this love, and live in fellowship with God. As it says in Hebrews 10, and I will close with that, Hebrews 10, 19 to 22. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. Amen.